Can you tell me where he is?
I cannot.
You're not a servant at the hall, of course.
You are... He stopped, ran his eye over my dress, which, as usual, was quite simple. A black merino cloak, a black beaver bonnet, neither of them half fine enough for a lady's maid. He seemed puzzled to decide what I was. I helped him. I'm the governess.
Ah, the governess, he repeated. Deuce take me if I had not forgotten. The governess.
And again my raiment underwent scrutiny. In 2 minutes he rose from the stile. His face expressed pain when he tried to move.
I cannot commission you to fetch help, he said, but you may help me a little yourself, if you will be so kind.
Yes, sir.
You have not an umbrella that I can use as a stick?
No.
Try to get hold of my horse's bridle and lead him to me. You're not afraid?
I should have been afraid to touch a horse when alone, but when told to do it, I was disposed to obey. I put down my muff on the stile and went up to the tall steed. I endeavoured to catch the bridle, but it was a spirited thing and would not let me come near its head. I made effort on effort, though in vain. Meantime I was mortally afraid of its trampling forefeet. The traveller waited and watched for some time, and at last he laughed.
"I see," he said, "the mountain will never be brought to Mahomet, so all you can do is to aid Mahomet to go to the mountain. I must beg of you to come here."
I came.
"Excuse me," he continued. "Necessity compels me to make you useful."
He laid a heavy hand on my shoulder, and leaning on me with some stress, limped to his horse. Having once caught the bridle, he mastered it directly, and sprang to his saddle, grimacing grimly as he made the effort, for it wrenched his sprain.
"Now," said he, releasing his underlip from a hard bite, "just hand me my whip. It lies there, under the hedge."
I sought it and found it.
"Thank you. Now make haste with the letter to Hay, and return as fast as you can."
A touch of a spurred heel made his horse first start and rear, and then bound away. The dog rushed in its traces. All three vanished, like heath that in the wilderness the wild wind whirls away.